Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One sister sent me a question about verse 15:16. Verse 15:16, Al-Fajr. And to make it easy for you, if you read the verses by yourself, it's very simple. The message is about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy in our daily or meaning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for me and my provision is easy, I said, it's good. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree and He make my life a little bit difficult or tight, I don't like it. And I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me hardship, astaghfirullah al-azim, or Allah disgrace me or whatever. And here, the message is very simple. When we care about the material status and we make it as a status between us and Allah. Similar, today I was engaging with different sister and I was so sad, very sad. In the most beloved days of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the person a generator of fitna, make the person he causing fitna, he or she indulge in fitna, is spreading fitna, and he or she is not aware about what's happening. Imagine when the condition impacting you instead of you impacting the condition. When you're busy with the fitna, not busy with Allah. When you're busy with nonsense and you're genetic and you're lunatic and drama instead of busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very scary. It's very scary when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you have the most beloved day to Allah passing by you and you are wasted completely. It's a big musibah. One person he said, if you want to see the relationship with Allah, see how much Allah make you value and elevate you with the most beloved days and time and blessing time. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace you, He make you have no value for His blessing time. And imagine we are in a blessing time, beloved days to Allah, beloved action, and I see a lot of people is not even aware about what's going on. This is a musibah. This is not ghafla. This above ghafla. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want you to gain His blessing time, is a big musibah. I see a pattern with people, every blessing time, they have to waste it. Every blessing time, they have to cause a drama. Every blessing time, they spread drama. And instead of benefit themselves and benefit others, they become fitna to themselves, fitna to other, in the most beloved time and blessing time to Allah. Why? Because the person in heedlessness, ghafla. And even when you give them the da'wah, they give you fitna. You give them da'wah and reminder, they give you fitna. Is no ending. Is no ending. My dear brother and sister in Islam, believe me, today is the most beloved thing. Really, exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, very soon, the best beautiful thing for you to run with your iman to the top of the mountain. May Allah save me. Wallahi, may Allah save me. I am among you. We are in it. We are in it. Because the ultimate gift, when Allah make you gain your time, and the ultimate torture and disgrace, when Allah make you lose your own blessing time, and the blessing time belong to Allah. And again, verse 15:16, the one the sister asked about it, is when we happy about the status of material life, and when we get sad about the minus of the material life, and we forget the ultimate blessing when Allah elevate you with Him, not with the material life. And the ultimate disgrace when Allah make you lose the blessing time, not the money status. May Allah allow us to see and able to see unable to comprehend, my dear brother and sister in Islam, at least ask yourself in this blessing time, what do you want? What do you want? Wallahi, I'm so scared. I'm getting messages, and the meaning of the messages is that people is not even aware about the time and the place. To the point, instead of I impact you, to make you closer to Allah, I impact you and make you go to fitna. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ The belly of the earth is better for me than the tub of the earth if I'm going to live to spread fitna or causing fitna or drift in fitna or drinking fitna or sponging fitna or be a part of fitna. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I hope this will benefit you before it's too late. You have 3-4 days left. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these days witness to us, not against us. And may Allah make us use these days to get closer to Him, not to be cursed and be called as among the heedlessness in the most beloved day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد. Oh Allah, bear witness, I give the message, bear witness to me, ya Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me not to be a liar and spreading the message and not living it. وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose places and put barakah in it. Allah choose time and make barakah and blessing in it. If I'm in a state of iman and my iman is alive, I will be alert about the time and try to grab the maximum of this time by being in a state of dhikr, tilawat Quran, do good deed, and be engaged with Allah. Anybody come closer to me, or I will be in any environment, I will affect the environment. I will impact the environment. Now what happens if I'm in environment and suck me and I become like them and blaming them for their own fitna to me? Is no excuse. You have a serious problem. You have a serious problem. If you remember Allah, if you belong to Allah, you carry the message in your heart, wallahi, Allah will put nur in you, He put qabul in you, He put wisdom in you, He put awareness and ability for you, and basira. And even if nothing, you will be quiet and you will be with Allah. By this way, you will not be causing fitna or indulging in fitna, and this is called ikhlas. What happens if you mean well the way you want and causing fitna? This is no ikhlas. Sometime from the state of foolishness, when you try to be good or say the wrong things in the wrong time, in the wrong place, even if it's correct. Again, this is a sign of foolishness. And a sign Allah left you. Allah do not elevate you. Allah do not use you. Why? I'm not sincere. I'm not belong to Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, please, I beg you for Allah, wake up big time, remember Allah, be with Allah, be for Allah, reflect on yourself, and don't blame nobody except yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the evil of myself and give me the awareness, the basira, the nur, the qabul, the wisdom, enable me to be and forgive my shortcoming. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please, if you cannot impact an environment, don't be in it. This is not me. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said? He said, dhikrullah, to remember Allah in a time of killing or in a time of fitna or in a time of mischief. Do you know what will happen? Kahijratun ilay aw kahijratun ma'i. Immigration to me or immigration with me. What else you want? What else you want? But the musibah is the majority of people cannot be quiet and cannot be in a state of dhikr of Allah And now what happened? You become a sponge of fitna, and a generator of fitna, and you're not aware. And you're not aware is a big musibah. Is a big musibah. And you're losing your time, you're losing everything, and you're losing even your good deed. And you're not living the message. You're not living the message of Allah for Allah. May Allah save us not to be among those. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, remember Allah, go back to Allah, live the message inside of you, be quiet, and remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever believe in Allah and Day of Judgment, say good or be quiet. This is the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some people at this Mubarak time, they deny the advice of Allah, they deny the advice of Rasulullah sallam, they devise the advice of the learned people, they follow their own genetic, their own habit, their own shayateen, and after that blaming and complaining. Wake up big time. Wake up big time. If you drop dead, you will not blame nobody except yourself. And even some of these people, I give them advice if they go a few days ago. And I tell them, if you drop dead, what are you going to say? Some people ask me, well, give me advice. I said, think you're going to die today. That's it. Is enough. Is enough. What it meaning? Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about other. Worry about yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wake up big time. Wake up big time. Wake up big time. Don't lose the most beloved day to Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.